Can you tell me about the Highlander Project?
Sure. So the Highlander Project, we started in 2011. It was something to keep the Highlanders coming back, because they didn't really have a thing. And so we, Catherine Bleakley and I, came up with this crazy idea to take 25 kids into the woods, teach them how to use saws and hammers, and build a lean-to. Surprisingly, Kathy said yes. And it turned into this event where kids would go and build something. But it never became about the build. The girls love to give something back to the community, but obviously that's not always possible. So 2011, we took them up into the woods and we said, you guys are going to build a lean-to. There was definitely looks on their faces of, yep, not going to happen. And so we went up there 4 times over the summer, and they did it. They built a lean-to, they learnt how to use saws and hammers and, you know, measure wood and cut it to the right size, and seeing that come together was a really incredible thing. But I think the biggest moment was definitely 2013, where the project that year was taking them up into the woods past the lower hill, about 25-30 minutes off track, to build some tent platforms, where the girls had to carry the wood. There was no trail. It was winding through the trees, and they carried enough wood up there to make 2, pretty sure they're 12 by 12 platforms. And that was just such an achievement, and certainly something that they commented on a lot at the end, and not thinking they'd be able to do it, but achieve something so amazing by just giving it a go. And they're still standing now, which is really cool for them to be able to go up and see. And that is actually this year's middies that built that, which is pretty cool. And they remember it, and they remember that it was hard, and they remember that it felt good to achieve that, even though it was hard. And that's why we do it. It's always really cool when we do the feedback sessions at the end, where we get the girls to sit down and we don't even have to prompt them with anything. It's just write down what you thought about it. And the comments that come out of there keep us doing it every year. But my favourite has definitely been, one girl wrote down that she didn't think we'd be able to do it. She thought it was crazy, saying, let's go build these things. And then she was so proud at the end of what they'd achieved together. And that's another beautiful piece, is that they recognise that it wasn't just one of them or 5 of them, that it was the whole group that's built this. Her giving these kids the confidence to have a go at these things outside of camp. And when they build here, we teach them how to do it, but then they're the ones that are doing it. And giving them that confidence to have a go at things. And for one camper in particular, it was, you know, she knew that they were going to build a treehouse when they got home. And so her comment was, you know, I can't wait to go home and tell my dad that I'm going to build it. I'm going to build our treehouse. And that's camp.